Greater Muncie Habitat for Humanity is committed to building a better future for families, one home at a time. Student athletes from Ball State University are proud to partner with the nonprofit organization to expand home ownership and to improve the lives of our friends and our neighbors right here in our community. I'm Ball State President Jeff Mearns, and this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
From the campus of Ball State University on Ball State PBS and Indiana Public Radio, this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
At Ball State University, our promise is simple: to empower the success of our students. Our students benefit from immersive learning, innovative academic programs, and state-of-the-art facilities. Ball State offers a distinctive yet affordable educational experience and the ideal environment to prepare for a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We inspire Cardinals to transform their communities, to revolutionize their industries, and to make a difference. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Hello, and welcome to Cardinal Compass. I'm Joe Basso.
And I'm Jackson White.
Habitat for Humanity is a movement around the world, and in your local area, working to build safe and affordable homes.
Evan Schatz shows us how Greater Muncie Habitat for Humanity is changing our neighborhood for the better.
For 40 years, the Greater Muncie Habitat for Humanity has worked to bring communities together, build homes, and build home. It holds to the philosophy of being a hand up and not a hand out when partnering with families in need of help. Director of Community Engagement Kristen Freehill says, while the community's habitat serves are important, the volunteers they seek to recruit matter just as much.
Ultimately, you know, we're building this home for a family in need of decent housing, but we're also teaching and training and building skills with volunteers.
7 years ago, she began as a volunteer greeter, ensuring each one had everything they needed, from care to training. But as her work at Habitat expanded, Freehill felt called to a greater purpose, now meeting and coordinating with those in her community. And with hope, she says that coordination can grow into something special.
And the hope is implied, but not everyone thinks about the bringing people together piece of the mission. And that's a really beautiful part of the Habitat story, is we've seen best friends come together. We've seen, you know, people that maybe don't have a family, the volunteers become like a family.
In the beginning, one of the first people Freehill worked with was Brandy Cook, now the construction site host. Once afraid of other people, Cook says Habitat not only built her a new home, it gave her a new sense of self.
Whenever I was coming out and the construction lead guy, Jay, put a hammer in my hand and started helping me build on my house, it gave me a lot of my pride and self-worth back.
Each home tells a story, whether giving someone a shelter or, like Cook, returning dignity and hope for a brighter future. Volunteers remain the lifeblood of Habitat, but it will always be the people placed at the center. Evan Schatz, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now is Lindsay Arthur, Chief Executive Officer of Greater Muncie Habitat for Humanity.
So what impact does Habitat for Humanity have for the Muncie community?
Muncie Habitat for Humanity is building homes, communities, and hope right here in Muncie. We build houses with volunteers, and we are able to sell them at affordable prices to local, low-income families who qualify for our program.
And that Muncie affiliate program was created over 40 years ago. Can you talk about how the program's evolved and grown over time?
Yes. Over the last 40 years, Muncie Habitat has really transitioned from being just a one house on one property serving one family organization to becoming an organization that really thinks about neighborhoods as a whole. We've really transitioned our efforts to start thinking about neighborhood revitalization work and the supports that all neighbors need while we're building houses for individual families.
So being a mostly volunteer organization, what kind of challenges might you have kind of getting people to volunteer?
Sure. Actually, our volunteers come to us very unskilled. People do not have to know how to swing a hammer when they come to Habitat. So we teach and train volunteers every single day of the week as we build houses. We've been blessed to have large community support from organizations, churches, corporations, and businesses, as well as Ball State students and employees and faculty coming to help us build houses every day here in our community.
And after the homes have been built, does the program continue to work with the residents afterwards, Evan?
Yes, as I mentioned, our neighborhood revitalization work really is the part that continues on after a home is built. The beauty of our program is that we're turning families into first-time homeowners. Those first-time homeowners then become a part of their neighborhood. They become leaders. They become people who get involved in their community. One family we recently served is now serving as the Neighborhood Association president for her community. And those are some success stories that we like to tell.
That's really cool. So outside of home building, what other benefits does the program provide for its communities?
Sure. Muncie Habitat for Humanity also operates a ReStore located at 4640 West Bethel. And we sell new and gently used home improvement items to the public. So families are able to access things like appliances, cabinets, furniture that they need to fix up their homes, or even rental situations as landlords would come and shop with us as well. So Muncie Habitat has a reach in terms of our ReStore as well as our house building efforts.
Yeah, so this family doesn't have to be directly a part of your program to take advantage of the ReStore.
Absolutely. ReStore's right. Open to the public 9 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
And you already talked about one of these people already becoming like a leader inside their community. What's another project you've worked on since joining Habitat that you're really proud of or just really, really excited to share?
I've been with Muncie Habitat for 23 years, and we've done a lot of projects in that time. When I came to the organization, we were serving families number 45 and 46, and we just hit the milestone of serving over 300 families this past year. Some of our most notable projects are those fun projects where we build wall panels in a parking lot and stand up an entire house in just a matter of a few hours. But I've also had the privilege of working alongside individuals building houses in what we call a blitz build, where in 7 days, a house is completely constructed from the foundation to the actual key going in the door being transferred to the family. So those are projects that are fun.
So why don't you share a little bit more, though, about, you said earlier, about the transition from doing one house at a time mm-hmm. to a neighborhood. It's my understanding that that neighborhood was the 812 neighborhood mm-hmm. with the 812 mm-hmm. Coalition. Why don't you just share a little bit more about how you can have a greater enduring impact mm-hmm. when you focus on a neighborhood over a period of time as opposed to an isolated house
yes.
in disparate neighborhoods?
Yes, thanks for asking that. I think for us, we were seeing that when we would concentrate our house building efforts, we're increasing home ownership rates in neighborhoods, then we're coming alongside homeowners to do repair projects who live in that neighborhood who couldn't fix up their house because of their age, their income. And so then we started repairing homes together. What we started seeing was overall improvement visually, but also higher appraisals for homeowners. And then those homeowners in the neighborhood are able to access more of that equity in their home.
Those are the existing homeowners before you
yes,
participated in that
exactly,
neighborhood.
Yeah. Exactly. So what we then tended to see was that neighbors wanted better sidewalks, they wanted better streets, they wanted to plant gardens, they wanted to see their neighborhood improved. And so Muncie Habitat would come alongside neighbors' gifts, dreams, but also their concerns. And we'd begin to answer some of those things in partnership. Habitat doesn't have to be the answer, but there are a lot of organizations in this community that can help to provide solutions for neighborhoods. We just would create awareness for those issues.
So it's lifting up the existing homeowners, the existing families
yes.
in a neighborhood, even if they aren't directly a recipient mm-hmm. of the benefits.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So to touch on that, the housing market has kind of had its up and downs mm-hmm. in the past few years. How has that really affected your guys' program?
Mm-hmm. We've actually seen our appraisals increase considerably. Now, Muncie Habitat serves low-income families with home ownership. What we are committed to is making sure that home ownership is affordable for our families. These are families who are employed, these are families who are hardworking, but would not be able to access credit from a bank to purchase a house. So Muncie Habitat actually mortgages those properties for families. we do that with no interest. Wouldn't we all like no interest on our house?
Especially at these times when the interest rates have been
That's
elevated.
Right. Yeah. So in that sense, the housing market, we've seen appraisals increase. We've seen that across the nation, home values have increased tremendously, putting people out of the market to be able to own a house. And here in Muncie and here with Habitat for Humanity all across the United States, we're making that affordable for every single family that comes to us because we write the no interest mortgage, which makes it affordable for families.
And this issue that Lindsay is talking about in Muncie, one of the challenges that we presently have in terms of building new homes or repairing existing homes is that often the cost of building a home or repairing home is greater than the appraisal value when that work is done. So anything we can do collectively with Habitat and other organizations to overall increase the market value, the appraisals of homes, is really beneficial for the ongoing vitality of home ownership throughout our community.
Mm-hmm. And to kind of branch into that a bit more, especially with how housing prices have been these last 3 or 4 years, I can imagine maybe the cost of wood and electrical has also kind of gone up over time as well. Yes. What have you guys done to kind of help combat that, just to make it easier on your end as well?
Yeah, we're always looking to save money, but ultimately we have to raise more dollars, which is where telling the community our story, making sure that everyone knows they have opportunity to either swing a hammer, write a check, donate to the Restore. You can be involved in a lot of different ways. And so with those housing prices going up, with cost of lumber going up, we continue to serve 7 to 10 families a year, which we're excited about that with home ownership. And then we continue to try to serve 12 to 15 families with those repair projects. But we do absorb great costs when things continue to go up. So
on average, on an average year here in Muncie, how much philanthropy are you able to generate to support your work?
Yeah. Well, we generate philanthropy through a lot of different ways. We write many grants. We also do corporation, you know, giving, sponsorships. Churches support us as well as individuals. This year, we actually, with our Restore revenue as well, and then if you'll remember, our partner families make that mortgage payment back to the organization. Right. So this year, we'll raise about $1.2 million right here in our community.
And so for those interested in volunteering, how can someone reach out to you guys and possibly get involved in this program?
Sure. There are multiple ways to volunteer. So contacting us through our website is the best way to do that, MuncieHabitat.org. And you can sign up for volunteering at our Restore or at our construction sites or even in our office.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. That was fantastic. The relationship between Ball State and the greater Muncie Habitat for Humanity is rooted in service.
Yiting Zhang explores how the connection between the two is changing community members' lives.
Ball State University has maintained a long-standing partnership with Habitat for Humanity, but building that connection takes coordination and commitment. Dean of the College of Communication, Information, and Media, Kristen McAuliffe, explains how the collaboration brings students into the community.
You know, I think the hope for Ball State is that all of our community-based projects are mutually beneficial, meaning that when our students and our faculty are working on community-based project, it helps them execute some student learning outcomes in the classroom.
And she believes the collaboration strengthens both the university and the community.
But that it's also beneficial for the community partners. So I think the hope would be that any project that occurs with Habitat for Humanity has also been really beneficial for their organization.
And Ball State volunteers come from across the university. Director of Grants and Development Marsha Freeman says she continues to be impressed by their dedication.
And many of them told me that when they did that, it was so impactful that they cried. They felt very emotional over that because they are actually helping that day to make someone's dream of home ownership come true.
For many of these families, home ownership would not be possible through a traditional bank loan.
So it was very impactful to them to have that opportunity.
It's not just a partnership between organizations. It's an opportunity for students to grow, to serve, and to truly understand the impact they can have.
Now, one of the things that I marveled about was with these athletes, when they come out, they want to do the challenging stuff, and they do. And it's really cool because our site supervisor gets to instruct them how to do something that they've never done before, and they're good at it, and they feel accomplished.
With every nail hammered and every wall raised, students are helping build more than just houses. They're helping build hope. The partnership continues to create meaningful change. In Muncie, Yiting Zhang, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now are Kelly Miller Phillips, the Ball State Women's Volleyball Head Coach, and Sophie Ledbetter, a defensive specialist and libero on the volleyball team. Thank you both for joining us.
So last summer was your guys' first time working with Habitat for Humanity. What kind of work did you guys do?
Well, we ended up, it was our first opportunity, we had no idea what to expect. Our group shows up, it had rained all day. We're like, this is gonna be an adventure. But we did a lot of different things. Literally from nailing things onto the roof to building windows and boards and putting up the outside of siding. It was the gambit of things. I was really shocked at one, how many things they wanted us to handle, but then two, how great they were and how well our team did with under their leadership of just, you know, they needed us. And it was really cool to be able to be such an involved part of that build.
And what was that process like getting involved? I know our previous guest mentioned, like, you don't need experience with a hammer and nail to really kind of get in there. What
it's
was it like
thing.
For you
guys? Because yeah. Our group did not have experience with that. It was great. We, Marsha Freeman, who works for Habitat, was who had originally connected. She's a longtime friend of mine and supporter of our program. And she had originally connected us, and I thought, what a great opportunity. We're always trying to look for ways that we can serve the community for our program. And that was, it just seemed like it was a teed up, awesome way that we could, one, have a great team bonding experience of learning what we could do together, and then two, be able to serve so many different people, help the Muncie community. And it was truly like, not just a great experience to know what you did, but a really fun opportunity for our team to do it together.
What about you, Sophie? Do you concur?
Yeah, like she said, we didn't really know what to expect going in, but I think everyone just really jumped right in. Joel, who was working with us, he was really good at teaching us what to do and how to do it correctly. Everyone was just really excited to learn and wanted to do a good job.
So Kelly, as a coach, what was it like to work alongside the members of your team rather than coaching them?
Oh, it was fun. It was fun because I think, myself included, that was not my expertise, right, mm-hmm. being in that space. And so I was learning right alongside, literally from your sawing and doing measurements, and you see, like, you cannot mess this up. This is real life. This is going to be someone's house. And so just being kind of in the pressure with them, I thought that was a lot of fun. But this team is great. I mean, I really enjoy being able to not just be in the gym with them, but being outside of that and really just enjoying their company and being able to do something fun together. That's also super impactful.
And Sophia, you did mention that there was someone kind of showing you the reins of how to get things done. Did you guys make any personal connections while you were there with anyone outside of the team? And if not, did you just strengthen the ones you guys already had with each other?
Yeah, I'd say the guy that was teaching us, he was a great teacher. And I think just being with Kelly again, like, it was cool seeing our coach there, like, willing to build a house with us and spend time with us, more time than we already spend with each other.
That's right.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So did you just do one day out there? How long was that day? How long were you out there?
Oh, man. We were there pretty much the majority day from, I'd say, 9 to 5. I think it was like kind of a typical work day. Okay. Had a little bit of lunch break. They made sure, like, hey, this is what we do on the build. We have a little, pull the chairs up. We have a lunch break. And so it was pretty much just a one full day.
Yeah, and you definitely had some breaks, too. Like, you had a partner while they were doing something. You know, you made sure they did it right. You weren't just, like, going 100% the whole time, so.
So going into it, what were your guys' expectations with working with Habitat, and how were they different from actually how it went?
That's a good question.
I mean, for me, I thought we'd be painting, maybe doing some yard work. Like, I had no idea we'd actually be, like, constructing a house, like, making the ceiling, installing ceiling fans, insulation. Like, definitely learned a lot that day.
I would agree. It was seeing kind of their faces, being able to execute things, and I think that was one of the best things I got. We had a lot of our like first year players that we hadn't got to know them that well, and one of them, I mean, she's like, I built a barn with my dad. She's out there measuring, doing all this, like taking the lead, you know, and it's really her first time with our team, and I thought that's just what made it, you know, so much more fun and inviting, just seeing them and the confidence they gained from doing those types of projects that might seem minimal to some people, but for those who have never done that, I mean, that was a big deal, mm-hmm. and that was a lot of fun.
And kind of going off that, how did it feel at the end of the day to represent Ball State Volleyball in these public work projects? What sort of emotions did you guys feel? I already hear a couple, but I'm curious. Yeah.
It was incredibly rewarding. I mean, just knowing that someone's gonna use this house for like safety, comfort, it just made the whole experience really cool. And yeah, it was just really cool to serve in that way. And yeah, I was really proud of how the team came together and was willing to learn something new.
I would agree, absolutely.
And did you know who the family, had they identified the family yet who might be owning that home?
Yeah, they had, we didn't know the whole backstory. When it got finished and in totality, we were actually invited to be able to like go to the open house and okay. see them receive the key. So at the time, they had known some basics for like, you know, how big they had to have the house and I guess some of the specifics. We weren't overly privy to that, but they had something in mind and you could tell like, okay, this is specific for this family. We did know that.
And so that must be particularly gratifying, know that there's gonna be a real family on the other end of your service.
Absolutely, and you know, it's, we could drive by there every day. It's like it's a place in Muncie that you see, it's tangible. We could drive there today and see that all happening and what an impact that's made on someone's life. I mean, that's a huge deal. And I'm from Muncie and I've lived here all my life, and being able to continue to make that type of impact in the community I grew up in, that was super important to me as well.
And to continue on that, obviously the experience that impacted the Muncie community, how did it really, like, personally for you guys to see that building that home is going to be a possibly a permanent home for someone in the Muncie community?
I mean, those are things that, you know, we take for granted a lot of times when, I mean, certainly have been in a blessed situation my whole life, and I think it gives you a great perspective of, you know, of counting your blessings and also just understanding the bigger picture of what's going on around us. And, you know, we can get so stuck in our bubble for what we're doing every day and how busy we think we are. But I think that truly gives great perspective, which certainly is, helps you count your blessings, your gratefulness, and is just a joy to be able to share to others.
I mean, talking about perspective, you guys were on roofs, you're hammering in windows, you're installing stuff into the ceiling. What was that kind of experience? What was the thing that was maybe the most challenging for you, for both of you, or something maybe you didn't expect to be maybe as challenging or as easy as it turned out to be?
For me, I'd say like getting on a really tall ladder and stapling like the ceiling on. I've never been fond of heights, so being up there was, I don't know, like someone had to hold the ladder. I'd had have three other people down there in case I fell. So yeah, it was definitely out of my comfort zone, but it was really fun.
Unfortunately, we didn't have any injuries on that side.
Oh, no. Yeah,
because
no,
it
we
was
were
preseason.
Good. Yeah, no, we were all good. I think you feel the pressure, like, okay, this measurement has to be exact. You are the literal one doing the sawing and the hammer and the nail, and you feel the pressure of like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, and just trusting yourself and then that confidence that's being built. It was a really, really fun experience that, and it, not only just seeing and in the understanding of the perspective, but then true, like, actual fun that you have being able to do these things, and I think that was something that was unexpected, but I'm super grateful we had that opportunity.
So in one sentence, how does the volleyball team hope to continue their community outreach in the future? You guys have any events planned or anything in the future that you guys are gonna possibly
do? Yeah, I mean, we're always trying to find ways in any way possible that we can help with the community. We'd love to do another build day again this summer. And we're just always looking for different ways. And a lot of times it's kind of what makes sense, and the players have their own strengths and things that they maybe would do on their own, depending on what they're super interested in. But certainly that's something as a group that I would love to continue to do in the future.
Awesome, well, thank you both. That was a fantastic conversation. And that's all we have time for that part of the discussion.
So President Burns, we want to give you the final minute for your reflection on today's conversation.
Good. Well, thank you very much. And Sophie and Coach, thank you for what you do. You know, I'm so proud to be associated with Ball State Athletics because what I say is our student athletes represent us so well in competition, and certainly your team is a great example. They do so well in the classroom, but also I'm proud because they represent us on campus and in the community with integrity. So thank you for what you do. Jackson and Joe, thank you for giving us the opportunity today to talk about one of the other ways in which Ball State serves the community. You know, it's not just visible projects like the Village, but every day Ball State faculty, staff, and students and student athletes are supporting the outstanding organizations like Habitat for Humanity, who are doing great work every day in the community, and we're proud to be their supporting partners. So thank you very much.
Thank you, President Mertz. I'm Joseph Basso.
And I'm Jackson White. Make sure to join us next time for Cardinal Compass Campus and Community Conversations.
At Ball State University, we welcome you as a learning partner from day one. Our students bring creativity and determination to each aspect of the learning experience, from the classroom to the community. At Ball State, we help students turn an emerging passion into an enduring purpose. Our beautiful campus, welcoming environment, immersive learning, and collaborative culture provide the ideal place for you to pursue your journey to a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Cardinal Compass was produced at Ball State University by students of the College of Communication, Information, and Media at the studios of University Media Services. Cardinal Compass was produced by Sophie Schick. Audio engineering by Mason Mundy. Special thanks to Sean Ashcraft for production assistance, the Department of Media, University Media Services, Ball State Marketing and Communications, and the Digital Corps.